Come on down.
The Seawolf looks like a blown-up version of a toy submarine. It's small, more like a Disneyland ride than a naval vessel. Tourists climb down into the belly of the boat to look out underwater windows to ogle the sea life. Lorenzo Sampson is the boat's captain.
Now this fish that you're seeing here that keeps looking in the window, that's the calico bass. He's very much the velociraptor of the cove. Okay, he's not the biggest fish. By a long shot, he seems to be the smartest.
Lorenzo pilots the ship from up top in the open air.
It's always hard to do paperwork in the wind, but this is my office.
And when he calls it his office, he's not kidding.
It looks like a stool, but that's my desk. And I have right here, it looks like a clipboard, but this is my laptop.
Lorenzo supplies, binoculars, an air horn, and a rosary. Lorenzo steers the Seawolf to Lover's Cove. The tour is 45 minutes, but the trip is short. Just a little out and back to the shallow area next door to Catalina Island's main port. Lorenzo is a good talker. When you're talking to him, he can speak like he's giving a tour, even when he isn't.
And as you can see up there, looks like a school of marine mammals up ahead of us. And those are commonly known as snorkelers. The problems start when these seasonal migratory creatures attempt to swim under the boat like the fish. They are not as good as swimmers, and they're certainly not as safe. Although highly intelligent, they're highly unpredictable.
Lorenzo is always on alert. Once, with a full boat of passengers, he played an unintentional game of chicken with a barge.
There's more times than I can count where I've had a close call or something will happen where I stop paying attention for a minute and look up and then, whoa, hang on there, wake up, Renzo, and I'll think, wow, there's no way I could have got out of that jam without my Nino Andy up in heaven looking down helping me out.
Nino Andy is Lorenzo's godfather. In fact, 5 generations of Lorenzo's family have grown up on the island, which means 5 generations have grown up in and around the sea.
So the history of the boats with our family is huge.
It began with his great-grandfather, Harry Boussinger.
Harry the monk. They called him that because of his agility and his ability to handle himself out here on the docks and the boats, literally walking on boats' dock lines from the pier to the boat itself like a trapeze artist.
But when Lorenzo was a kid, he imagined flying over the boats, not traveling in them. See, Lorenzo wanted to be a seaplane pilot. All his brothers did. But because of a congenital hearing defect and terrible vision, both since repaired, flying wasn't in the cards.
And it's funny how fate has it that sometimes you end up where you didn't really plan.
At 11 o'clock on July 28th, 1975, and yes, he remembers it exactly, Lorenzo was about to start a lunch shift at a restaurant. And then the phone rang.
My cousin called me up and he said, Captain Eddie wants to hire you, come on down. So I ran. Like I say, after that, it's all history.
Today, Lorenzo manages a fleet of 5 tour boats owned by the Santa Catalina Island Company. He's developed a special relationship with all of them.
Oh, yeah. They definitely have their character. The matriarch is a Blanche W.
Blanche W is a low-slung 98-passenger boat. She sits on the water almost like a streamlined red, white, and blue wooden swan.
It's got a big trumpet horn on top of the wheelhouse. Okay, that would be the Blanche backing up. And then the other ones, it's like a riverboat. Doot, doot, doot. How'd I do?
Islanders hold a special place in their hearts for the boat. However, maintaining a 90-year-old wood-hulled boat is challenging and costly.
Again, it's a labor of love and a love of labor to be able to keep that boat passing Coast Guard inspections like we've been. I'm tied into it, but it's not making me any younger, giving my all for the boat.
The Blanche W is scheduled to retire at the end of this season, but Lorenzo's not sure the tour company will be able to go through with it.
It's a tough call, but of course you love it, and when you see it come back every year, everybody kind of nods their head and goes, yeah, the Blanche is back.
What he doesn't want is the Blanche W to go the way of the Phoenix. That boat was decommissioned after 95 years of service, purchased by non-islanders, and then it sank, mysteriously. For Lorenzo, the Phoenix's end still stings.
You We're going to do the loop out front and then make our way in.
Lorenzo steers the Sea Wolf back to shore, passing the Blanche W and the rest of the fleet on its way in.
Thanks, Captain.
Lorenzo wishes for a more respectful conclusion for the Blanche W, one that honors the boat, her history, and how special she is to the people of Catalina Island.
We're hoping that if they retire the boat, they take the pedestal with the ship's wheel and the control panel and put it in the museum.
And when considering his future, Lorenzo likes to say he hasn't lived his whole life on Catalina Island. Not yet, anyway. Lorenzo has worked on the water for 40 years. He doesn't like to think about his own retirement.
You just hope that in the end, that the crew just keeps on going. I don't want to think about it. It's not about me, because this whole thing is bigger than me.
For KASL, this is Rachel Swaby.